Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of February 2018. Supreme Court has rejected a plea which sought extension of the deadline for ceding Aadhaar to a host of services, viz. Banking and mobile phones, beyond the 31st of March on grounds that the hearing into a slew of petitions challenging mandatory linkage of Aadhaar would not be completed by end of next month. Supreme Court has observed that courts cannot annul marriages between two consenting adults or resort to a roving inquiry on whether the marriage relationship between a man and woman is based on consent. Supreme Court has warned the Amrapali Group to hand over flats of the Leisure Valley project on time, failing which the real estate developers will be sent to jail. Supreme Court has rejected an SR Group company's petition challenging a Gujarat government move to expand the limits of the Hazira Port. Delhi High Court has questioned the Election Commission of India as to why it did not give the 20 AAP leaders a hearing before forming an opinion to disqualify them for holding office of profit as parliamentary secretaries. Delhi High Court has lifted the injunction order against an article published in the Caravan magazine in 2011 on Arindan Chaudhary, the director of the Indian Institute of Planning and Management. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea seeking penal action against the producers and director of Bollywood movie Padmavat for alleged glorification of the practice of sati. Delhi High Court has said that if the sale of books and uniforms at school shops is treated as commercialization, then there is no reason as to why the sale of food in the canteen be not treated as the same. Delhi High Court has disallowed a petition filed by the Special Investigation Team, SIT, probing the 1984 anti-Sikh riots, which sought to cancel anticipatory bail granted to Congress leader Sajjan Kumar in two cases by a Sessions Court. Bombay High Court has issued notices to the Maharashtra government, the centre and the Maharashtra Coastal Zone Management Authority relating to a petition challenging the construction of the proposed Shivaji Memorial Statue of the Arabian Sea. Bombay High Court has quashed a state notification that rendered all PG medical aspirants from outside Maharashtra, including those who had completed their MMBS degrees from colleges in the state, ineligible for admissions under the state quota on the grounds that they were not domiciled in state. Bombay High Court, while observing that politicians were not God and nor were they above the law, has directed the Maharashtra police to book two local corporators for encroaching on mangroves. Madras High Court has quashed an order of Teachers Recruitment Board, TRB, cancelling the direct recruitment of lecturers in Government Polytechnic Colleges 2017-2018. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL plea seeking to stay the Amma Thuvila scheme of the Tamil Nadu government which would allow women to purchase mopeds by availing 50% government subsidy. Delhi High Court has expressed deep anguish over the manner in which posts were being circulated on social media without any sense of responsibility and authenticity of its source. Delhi High Court has ruled that file notings made by junior officers to their seniors are not exempt from disclosure under Section 8 of the Right to Information Act, 2005.